Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there as the Philadelphia Eagles get set for a big one Sunday with the Rams coming to Philadelphia. And, of course, how about the Phillies? Another one last night, late night, West Coast, hangover game, and the Phillies down 4-0, being no-hit by Ohtani, and then boom, they explode late. They get to the Dodgers bullpen. They get to Trinan in the ninth, and they win that baseball game. And now the magic number to get the bye is dwindling down. I believe it's 4 now. They've won the season series against the Dodgers. They're getting a bye. The question over the next 10 is going to be, will they push, and are they going to be able to steal the number one overall seed from the Milwaukee Brewers? But a great night for the Phillies, as they have really all been in the month of September, really since the trade deadline August 1st. Today I want to dive in to the Eagles and the offense. And I know a lot of people are like, come on, Joe. The offense, really? They're 2-0. Look. I think we all should know this in pro football. The details matter. And results-based thinking is a way to go from 10-1 out of the playoffs, as we are 11-6 and out pretty quickly in the playoffs, the way we saw 2 years ago. It is about, in a large part, the process, not just the results. And right now, in terms of the process of the Eagles' offense, it's not very good. And it's one of the worst in the NFL in some metrics. Let's go to some. I just want to kind of dive into some of the numbers, what they look like right now through 2 weeks, and what I think is going on. And really, the question I'm starting to have in my head is, have defenses figured out how to play the Eagles? And what's now going to be the counter to what we saw last year? The Eagles countered the NFL and what they did to them with the blitz stuff in 2023 and all the turnovers by Jalen Hurts. The counter last year was, we're going to be awesome in the run game. We're going to control the game in our line of scrimmage. Jalen Hurts is going to take deep shots down the field, not going to turn the football over, and we're going to be almost like a three-pointer and layup team. There's going to be no mid-range jumpers, three-pointer and layup team, almost like the way the Boston Celtics play in the NBA, and that's the way we're going to play. And it worked, and they were efficient last year. If they weren't great, but they were efficient offensively, especially the last, I would say, 3 months of the season. So far this year, it's not efficient. The Eagles are averaging 4.3 yards per play through 2 weeks. That is the tied for the worst, second worst in the NFL. Only the Tennessee Titans at 3.2 with a rookie quarterback and bad roster are below them. So that's where they're at in terms of yards per play right now. Let's go to passing offense. Yards per pass attempt so far this season. The Philadelphia Eagles, 5.6 yards per pass attempt. That ranks 26th in the National Football League, only ahead of Cleveland, Tampa Bay, Denver, Carolina, New Orleans, Tennessee. Some teams that are averaging more yards per pass attempt this year than the Philadelphia Eagles would be the Chicago Bears, the New York Jets, the Las Vegas Raiders, the Arizona Cardinals, the Miami Dolphins, the Minnesota Vikings, who just have to go to their second quarterback now, the New England Patriots, the San Francisco 49ers, who spent a game with Mac Jones. So it is not where you want to be. The Seattle Seahawks with Sam Darnold. It is not a place you want to live right now. Number one by far, that metric, by the way, is the Indianapolis Colts with Daniel Jones at the quarterback position. Let's go I'm trying to think of another good stat we could use to kind of illustrate where this offense is right now and where they are. Let's go to yards per completion so far this season. Yards per completion on the year, the Philadelphia Eagles are 31st at 7 yards per completion. Jalen Hurts is averaging his fewest air yards per attempt since he got to the NFL. So we're going through a situation where the Eagles are just not moving the football at the rates you want them to. First downs per play. The Philadelphia Eagles rank 23rd in first downs per play. They're just not right now a top-tier offense, and they're not playing like it. It looks like it's stuck in the mud. And what I am wondering as I watch this play out, watching the way they've played through 2 weeks, and they've played one good defense in the Kansas City Chiefs and one not good defense. Dallas Cowboys do not have a good defense this season. I think we all knew that coming into the season. They played well against the Eagles. We're like, well, maybe their defense is actually good. It's not. They got torched by Russell Wilson last week. So they've played so far middle of the pack defenses, you know, when you add it together, right? A good and a bad. So they've probably played mediocre in totality defense so far, and this is where they come down. I think it is worth noting that last year they played one of the easiest schedules in terms of opposing defense in the league, and they were 13th in DVOA offensively. So perhaps this offense last year in their seventh or whatever they were scoring and what they did in the Super Bowl and title game kind of fooled us to what they are. I think the truth was last year they were a efficient but challenging offense at times to watch, and they relied on explosives to save them. And this year, it's similar, except there are no explosives. They're not making explosive plays this year. They had the one shot to Jahan Dotson. That's the extent of their explosive play so far this season. The run game's been bottled up a little bit more. Saquon hasn't broke one yet. And obviously, other than the Jahan Dotson pass, we're just not throwing the football down the field. And right now, my belief is that the Eagles have become too easy to defend, and teams know what they're going to do versus what they're not going to do. And I think when you, no matter how many great players you have, and the Eagles have a lot of great football players on the offensive side, from Lane Johnson, Jordan Mailata, Landon Dickerson, Saquon Barkley, to A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and obviously, you know, whatever you believe about Jalen Hurts or where he ranks in the annals of the NFL, you could believe it. But certainly a good quarterback, certainly an above-average quarterback they have. So you would think with all that, they should be better than this. But I mentioned that comp earlier to the NBA, the Celtics. They're not the only team. They're just one of the better ones in recent years. When I look at the Eagles' offense, it is very predictable. They're going to run the football, right? Let's keep that as the base of their offense. And their passing offense only has two dimensions, not three. And the two dimensions right now are short passes, which they've incorporated more swing stuff and screens, which I never love with this team, and deep shots. That's the offense. That is what they want to do. That is what they're comfortable doing. It's almost like the three-pointers and layups. Three-pointers and layups. And when you know a team will not attempt a mid-range jump shot, you could really protect the rim and protect the perimeter in the NBA. And a lot of teams now have become very predictable in the NBA in the way they want to play. And I thought last year was interesting because a team that was a little bit different, a little bit more old school with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the Oklahoma City Thunder, they won the championship. And they did a little bit different. But for years, this is the Daryl Morey basketball, the Celtics basketball. You know, we've seen it, different iterations of this. But for years, it became, and I guess the Warriors perfected it, but because they had the best three-point shooter in the history of the league and probably another top 10 three-point shooter in the history of the sport in Klay Thompson, and the excellence of Draymond Green as a do-it-all player, it worked for them. But when you are that predictable on the offensive end, I can design a defense that is going to give you some trouble because I'm going to allow you to do this thing that I know you won't do. And I'm going to make it harder to do the thing I know you are going to do, which right now is to run the football. And I think if you kind of unpack this a little bit more, and if you look under the hood a little bit, the Eagles have become very predictable situationally. They've become very predictable through 2 weeks formation, you know, by formation. And it was brought up yesterday in Kevin Petullo's press conference that when they're in the pistol and it's this and this, they're running at a very high percentage. I mean, they're giving this stuff away. So I don't care how good you are, and the Eagles' talent has not changed from preseason expectations to now, but I don't care how good you are if you're giving away your plan pre-snap and you're not getting out of that or changing it, you're making it hard. And right now, everything feels hard for the Eagles' offense. It feels hard for Saquon Barkley to get the yards. Did he get 88 yards? It was 22 carries, 88 yards on Sunday. Not a bad day. Not as close to as great of a day as he had a lot of times last year. But okay day, and he had the touchdown. But doesn't it feel hard for Saquon Barkley to get the yardage that we're used to him getting, that he got last year, that you know every time it's more than a 4 or 5 yard gain, it feels like he really had to do something? I think he had one where he ran to the right side near the sideline on Sunday early in the game, and he totally just plowed through someone to get a few more yards. Maybe that ended up a 5 or 6 yard gain, but he needed to do that just to get the 5 or 6. Last year, at times, he was getting the 5 or 6 before contact. And so far this season, it feels like teams are a one step ahead of the Eagles offense, and they're making it to the point where if the Eagles are giving away run pass before the snap, they're in trouble. I don't care who you are, you're in trouble. So it's going to make things condensed on Saquon Barkley. And then the passing game, saw a statistic yesterday. I think it was Fran Duffy that had it, and his colleague EJ Smith over at PHLY, you know, kind of took the stat that Fran had and shared it out. Let me find this because I thought it was, yeah, really interesting. So yeah, EJ Smith put this up. So of the 40 quarterbacks that have dropped back to pass this season, Jalen Hurts is the only one not to attempt a pass between 10 and 19 yards. That is the definition of threes and layups. It is James Harden basketball, threes and layups. And I don't mean that as a slight. James Harden's one of the best and most efficient scorers in the history of the sport in basketball because that's how he's gone about it. But when you know a guy doesn't want to take mid-range jump shots, you will give them the mid-range jump shot. You will kind of design your defense to protect away from the kick out for the three and have a big down low ready to contest the rim if he's going there. And obviously basketball, there's the free throw shot, which the way Howard Harden has for a long time. I mean, he's used that to his advantage for a very, very long time, and it's why he's going to the Hall of Fame. I'm not trying to tell you that that's exactly where we're at with Jalen Hurts, from the good or the bad, and obviously there's a negative connotation here and in a lot of places with James Harden, but the point is that's the way they play it. And until the Eagles get a little bit, until they change up their formations to confuse the defense so then they could do what they want, the defense is going to know what's coming, and if you know what's coming, it's going to be hard to execute. And then if you know what's coming and you know the tendencies within what's coming, which obviously the pass game right now is either short or deep, it becomes harder and harder to make this work. Now, as we unpack it further, whose fault? Well, I think, you know, I think Kevin Petullo's on dud watch. I've said that a lot in the midday show this week. He's on dud watch. I don't know if he's good. This is a product of Hurts and Sirianni for two things. One, you know, the offense looks the way Jalen Hurts wants it to look. And last year, LeSean McCoy in his show, we know he's close with A.J. Brown, said that the Eagles' offense is the Jalen Hurts offense, and the coordinator has to fit that. So there's a deep-rooted, this is the way they're going to play with Jalen Hurts thing that every coordinator has to fit into. I'm not absolving Petullo because I think he looks very green in experience right now, but this is what he's got to work with, and this is the kind of offense they're going to run. But ultimately, where blame does come back to Sirianni, I find it so interesting that we've just absolved Sirianni from anything that goes on the field. Like anything but wins and losses, he's not at fault for. Details, the way the offense looks, the way the defense looks, it's almost like he's totally removed. It's crazy to me. He's an offensive coach. That's his area of expertise. But this is what the Eagles' offense looks like when Sirianni's hands are in the jar. This is it. When Kellen Moore was allowed to control the offense, it looked better. When Shane Steichen was allowed to call the plays, it looked better. Early in Sirianni's tenure, when he was calling the plays, it looked gross. 2023, when he had more say in this thing because of Brian Johnson, it looked gross at times. This is his hire. This is his guy, Petullo. There could be too much groupthink there. It could be the two of them too much alike and not enough differences. And this is what happens. And this is it's kind of the micro and the macro. This is the reality of these years when Sirianni's guy is the coordinator. It could look like this. And the other thing it is, and the comparison I use is John Harbaugh. John Harbaugh's had a great career in Baltimore, but he's got very little to do with the offensive side in terms of design. And when he's got good coordinators, look how good and great Lamar Jackson has been. Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl. Because he's going to have the details, he's going to have the special teams, they're going to have the defense, they're going to be buttoned up, they're going to be on the cutting edge, they're going to make most of the right decisions on fourth downs.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
But when John Harbaugh's got a great coordinator, they are a Super Bowl contender. When he doesn't, they're not. And I view the Eagles similarly because Sirianni's not a play caller. We're going to play this roulette every year. If the guy's good, he's going to move on to a head coaching job like Moore and Steichen. If the guy's a dud, they're going to have to replace him in a year. So it's not over. There's plenty of time left for this coordinator to figure things out. But would it surprise anyone if this is a dud? And by next year, they're hiring a former coordinator or a former head coach to run the offense, do it more of his way, full say, and then they bounce back and they're a great offense again. It wouldn't surprise me because that is the MO we've had so far of Sirianni, and it's the reality of having a non-play calling head coach. It is a detriment, even if you don't want to believe it. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.